Thank you. All right, your next question.
Thank you. Mr. Depp, who's Dr. Kipper?
Dr. Kipper is a, he's been my doctor ever since I'd met him, and I believe it was that May of 2014, around there in Boston.
And why were you connected with Dr. Kipper?
My sister Christy knew, of course, that I had been addicted to the opiates, and she was concerned, and she brought me his book and talked to me heart to heart and asked me if I would be willing to go through the detox.
And what was your answer?
Yes, of course.
And you mentioned Debbie Lloyd. Can you please explain to the jury who she is?
Debbie Lloyd is a nurse who my doctor, Dr. Kipper, had assigned to my case to oversee the detox and deliver the meds, the medications to me that would help with the effects of withdrawal that one goes through, to essentially try and knock you out so that you don't go through the nastiness of the affair.
Did Miss Lloyd stay on after the detox process as your nurse?
Yes, she did.
And when you were under Dr. Kipper's care, how often did you see Miss Lloyd?
On location every day. Yes, on location every day. Even when after a year or two, I was still seeing her at least on a bi-weekly basis, two to three times a week.
When did you start the detox process that you mentioned?
I know that I believe it was in July or August of 2015, 14, I cannot remember the year, 14, I guess.
And where did you do this detox process?
The detox process happened on, I have a place in the Bahamas. I'm never comfortable saying this, but it's an island. It's a very strange thing to say. But I thought that would be the best place, the most private place where there were no worries of paparazzi or any of that. So it was a place where I could literally be, the only place where I can have actual anonymity. So I thought that would be the best place to do it.
Who came with you down to the island for the detox?
Nurse Debbie Lloyd traveled with me on a plane. Ms. Hurd. I believe that was it. On the plane to go to the island for the detox, I was not bringing security. I was not bringing assistance. In fact, initially, my sister Christy was going to go there to help Ms. Lloyd and the doctor through the detox, which made perfect sense since that the whole thing had been born out of her desire for me to get clean. So initially it was supposed to be Christy coming in place of Ms. Hurd. There was a great part of me that was very uncomfortable with Ms. Hurd coming along for that detox, because as things could fluctuate very rapidly in our relationship, I was wary that those things would come up during what needed to be a very straight detoxification of these substances, and I was well aware that it was not going to be pleasant. I was well aware that I was going to go through quite a bit of physical changes, physical I was afraid that it would be too much for her, and I also felt that she might be too much for me at the time.
So then why did Ms. Hurd come down to the island with you during the detox process?
She insisted. She switched places with Christy.
Could you please describe for the jury, Mr. Depp, what it feels like to go through a detox from opioids?
I would say the best way to describe it is it feels like the inside of you, the very inside of you, is trying to escape the body. So it becomes obviously very physical, and so therefore you'll go into a withdrawal would mean that you would go into you'd have immense cramps in your stomach, your muscles would seize, my body would shake. The pain is like nothing I've ever experienced before. Part of it was, so the best way to explain it, for example, there was a situation that when we were on the island and I was going through the detox, and it was hitting pretty hard at that point. And Ms. Hurd had made a deal with Nurse Debbie and Dr. Kipper to stay at their end of the island, and that she would administer the drugs to me, administer the medications that I needed to not go into the, for lack of a better word, these intense, sharp, painful heebie-jeebies. And there was a moment when I could feel my body starting to tense, and I could feel the withdrawals coming on, and they come on quick, and they're not discreet. They go straight for the jugular. I mean, like I said, when your receptors are in full bloom and begging for the substance, the drug, the opiates that my body had become used to, these receptors that were being fed by, there was a moment when it was coming on very fast, and I was sitting on the couch in the little house that we all saw on the island. Miss Hurd was at the she was in the sort of kitchen area, and she was chopping vegetables, I remember. And I think it was around 2:30 in the afternoon, and the effects of the withdrawals were really coming on. And I said to Miss Hurd, I'm going to need the meds now. And she said, she looked at the clock and she said, it's not time. And I said, no, you don't understand. This is not about clocks and watches and things. I'm going into the ship, and it was visible. And I hate saying this, and I hate to have to admit this, but that was, I believe that was about the lowest point in my life. That was the lowest I'd ever felt as a human being, because I had to say, please, please, may I have the meds, because it's really kicking in. And she was adamant, no, it's not time, it's not time. So in explaining how these withdrawals start to take over your body, when I was begging at that point for the meds, I found that I had sort of rolled off the couch, and I was sitting on the floor crying. I mean, tears streaming down my face, begging another human being to please, please give me the meds that will take this away. And she would not. She was adamant that, nope, it's not time, 4 o'clock. So the only thing that one can do in that situation is you have to trick the body. You have to manipulate your body out away from those, well, you have to trick the body to get away from the receptors. So the only thing that one can do is you go straight to the shower, and you put it on scalding water, and you stand underneath the scalding shower, and essentially you're burning the top, you know, your skin is burning from the heat of the water. And what that would do is it would trick the nerves away from the receptors, because they had an immediate problem that needed to be dealt with, the nerves. So what it does is the scalding shower would reverse those nerve endings, and they would go up to the top of the skin, because there was a problem there. So that's how I was able to bypass those withdrawal symptoms at times. It doesn't fully take them away, but what it does is it tricks your body into thinking that there's something going horribly wrong on top, so it keeps them away from the receptors. After that, I had a conversation with Nurse Debbie and with Dr. Kipper, and I said, I don't believe, I told them that she had denied me the meds when I was in need, and then I told them that I don't think that this is going to work here anymore. I think we have to leave the island, and I need to be, she can't be with me while I'm going through the rest of this detoxification. So I told them we should leave the island. I asked them if they understood what I was doing, and they did. So we went back to Los Angeles, and then I asked Ms. Hurd if she would please allow me 5 days, 7 days, whatever it took, to get out of, to get done with, finished with the rest of this horrific detox and the pain.
Did Ms. Hurd give you that time?
She did, reluctantly, yes. I was immediately accused of throwing her out. I was accused of abandoning her. I was accused of not appreciating all that she had done to get me to this point where I was, which was kind of an interesting argument for me. I begged her, please, can I get a place at the Beverly Hills Hotel? I'll get you and your friends a bungalow at the Beverly Hills Hotel where you can all stay together and have a grand old flag. You can have fun, you can do whatever you want, and you don't have to sit around Mr. Shaky. And she wasn't happy about it, but it was very necessary. So she did eventually leave for about five days or so, and I sat in a after a few days, I sat in a metal chair with one song on a loop that I could focus on the lyrics and the power of the song to help me get through it. And even once the effects you know started to go away, that is the pain, I was still in this, something strange that happens. You feel electricity in your body. You feel this electric, very foreign, and you're just sitting there like going through it. And I didn't understand what the electricity was until probably, and this lasted for, the electricity, that feeling lasted for a month, 2 months. And I finally realized at a certain point what that electricity was. And I was feeling, is that's what it was. I was actually feeling without the aid of the drug, without the aid of any drugs. I mean, I had refused with Dr. Kipper and Nurse Debbie and Amber at the table before she left for the hotel with her friends, I had refused to continue taking the phenobarbital and the lithium. Because to me, it was just another drug in the way. It seemed like it was just another hurdle to get over. And I would rather just get it out of my system now and move forward. Maybe I wouldn't have had the electricity. Maybe I wouldn't have felt as quickly. But I didn't want to take phenobarbital and lithium and Seroquel and Neurontin and all these other things. And the worst of the two, I believed, were the phenobarbital and the lithium. So I went through that